Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Nobody wants to go to prison, but if you're sentenced to serve time, you don't really have a choice in the matter. But not everyone goes down that easy. Whether it's trying to hide their faces in pen ink, faking their own demise, or surgically altering their appearance, some criminals really go the extra mile to stay out of the way of the law. Are you wondering how many of these creative criminals got away with it? Well, you're about to find out as we explore the most hilarious and craziest ways people tried to avoid the law. In 2012, Alan Knight, hailing from Swansea in the proud nation of Wales, found himself in a spot of bother after stealing £40,000, which is a little over $50,000, from his dementia-ridden neighbor. With Alan's prospects looking bad and jail time a near certainty, the Welshman needed a scheme to keep himself outside prison walls. So, what was Knight's solution? It was one only a man slimy enough to steal from someone with dementia could cook up, feigning a debilitating disease and admitting himself to hospital. Knight spent 10 weeks as an inpatient pretending to be in a coma, meaning he lay there without moving or opening his eyes for over 2 months. Once he was discharged, F. Knight kept the ruse going. Every time the authorities visited the home he shared with his wife, Helen, Knight hooked himself up to his phony life support machine and went back into his counterfeit coma. Of course, you'd think doctors and police were able to see through this obvious hoax, right? Well, not quite. Not only was Knight able to convince some hospital doctors of his illness, Helen went so far as to petition the Prime Minister that Knight be released from the charges against him. The couple were even able to convince their local Member of Parliament, who took up the case personally. It was so far so good for the Knights. All they had to do was keep Alan in his fake coma, and it would be impossible to send him to jail. If only lies didn't have a habit of catching up with you in the end. The game was well and truly up when police found CCTV footage of both Alan and Helen walking around a local store, looking right as rain. Suspicious, Alan's personal computer was then searched and photos were found of the couple on a jaunty coastal holiday. With their lies exposed in 2014, Alan Knight found himself with 2 additional years added to his sentence, meaning he was handed down 4.5 years of jail time. The local Member of Parliament admitted that the supposed coma was all lies. Well, you can't blame the guy for not being able to tell lies from the truth. He is a politician, after all. Now to Des Moines, Iowa, home to the Iowa State Capitol, many a presidential primary, and resident Kimberly Due. Pulled over for speeding in 2005, Due received a routine speeding ticket, and police assumed that would be the end of the matter. But the proceedings weren't that simple. To get out of paying the ticket, Due claimed she had died in a car accident. A curious choice of death considering the speeding. She even went so far as to publish her own obituary in the Des Moines Register, feigning her mother's signature to do so. If Kimberly could have remained under the radar, perhaps her idea might have worked out. That wasn't to be, however. The case began to unravel when Kimberly was pulled over again for speeding just 1 month later. Finally facing the music, local lawyer Bob Rigg pointed out that, in attempting to avoid a simple misdemeanor charge, Kimberly had actually committed a more serious Class D felony. So her original $500 fine got trumped up to a 5-year prison term. At least that put an end to her speeding. Now it wasn't looking good for an unidentified woman in China when she found herself facing a 9-year prison sentence for theft in 2011. However, this was not your average theft trial. Why, you ask? Well, because the woman was pregnant at the time and, as a result, the judge allowed her to serve her sentence outside of prison. In China, women are exempted from prison if they are pregnant or nursing a baby. The law states that the nursing period for a new baby lasts for the first 12 months of its life, meaning the woman found herself enjoying a year's delay to her time inside. If you or I were in that position, we'd want to keep that sweet setup going. This woman thought no differently, deciding to make sure she was pregnant at the end of every 12-month nursing period to keep the delay going. Over the course of 10 years, the woman gave birth to 5 babies successively. After a decade of near-continuous pregnancies during which the woman found time to commit even more crimes, her luck finally ran out. She panicked when, at the end of her 5th nursing period, she could not get pregnant. Facing jail, she fled her home and sent the county's Justice Bureau a message saying she was leaving for a month and, get this, would return when she got pregnant. The woman was marked as a missing person and apprehended in a nearby city. However, she's not the only woman to have pulled this stunt. Between 2005 and 2015, another woman in China got pregnant 13 times in 10 years to avoid going to jail. Taken together, the two women delayed their time in jail by 20 years through 18 pregnancies. Now that's what I call hard labor. In February 2017, Joseph McNally from the wonderfully named town of Collompton, UK, found himself in a fit of road rage. He was playing what was described as a cat-and-mouse overtaking game with another driver on the motorway, a stunt that's as dangerous as it is dumb. Tensions were running high, and when they boiled over, McNally pointed an air rifle out of his van window, shocking the nearby drivers. Now, the United Kingdom has some of the strictest gun laws anywhere in the world, meaning that any display of firearms will shock the Brits, let alone a rifle aggressively pointed out the window of a speeding car. When the authorities confronted him over why he had threatened other drivers with a gun, McNally needed to shift the blame. Well, who do you usually blame when you do something accidental, like rip an unfortunately loud fart, or forget to hand your homework in on time? Yep, the dog. Believe it or not, McNally claimed that his dog Skye had knocked the air rifle into the driver's seat footwell, and that he had only lifted it up to move it to a safe location. That's not the most believable excuse, is it? Well, the judge didn't think so either. McNally was found guilty of possessing a firearm with intent to cause fear of violence, and Skye walked free to woof another day. You've got to hand it to McNally, though, that line of defense was barking mad. Back in 2009, a nationwide manhunt around Ireland went out in search of Prawo Jazdi, a serial offender of traffic crimes. Each time Prawo Jazdi was stopped by the police, he gave officers a different address. It was a clever tactic that had allowed him to evade justice at every turn, racking up quite the bill of offenses and fines. Where Prawo Jazdi was and how he had evaded the law for so long was the question on every Irish police officer's lips. The answer remained a mystery until detectives made a shocking discovery. As it turned out, Prawo Jazdi was not a real person. In fact, Prawo Jazdi is just Polish for driving license and not the driver's name at all. Over the years, the police database created Prawo Jazdi as a person with over 50 different identities. The mystery remains as to how exactly this was allowed to happen, however. Could Prawo Jazdi have been a single person? A criminal mastermind and serial speeder menacing the roads while evading the consequences. Perhaps Polish people living in Ireland had separately found a massive loophole in the police's ticketing system, or even 50 police officers simply looked at the offender's driving license and recorded the wrong information. Either way, it's quite the way to get out of a speeding ticket. So, if you ever see a car hurtling down the street, tires scorching, exhaust pipe raging, it could be Ireland's own road warrior, Prawo Jazdy. Next up, leaving the Emerald Isle, let's head back over to the Red Nation of China. In 2005, a man only ever identified as Mr. Jing found himself in a heated rent dispute with his wife's uncle, Mr. Cao. This time, when tensions boiled over, they really boiled over. With Mr. Cao out of the picture, Jung anticipated the imminent arrival of the police and figured there was no choice but to flee. He adopted the name Wang Gui and started posing as a mute beggar. Well, maybe there were some other options, but he never questioned his decision and spent 12 years evading arrest by living as Wang Gui. He moved to a small village north of Hangzhou where he became a construction worker, remarried, and had a child. Now remember, Wang Gui was a mute beggar, meaning the man did not say a word to anyone during the time he was on the run. It took until 2017 for Wang Gui's life to come crashing down around him. When police conducted a household survey, they grew suspicious of Wang's lack of identification papers. After analyzing samples of his blood and DNA, they discovered that this supposedly mute man was actually Jung from the unsolved homicide case from 2005. But then something truly bizarre happened. When police asked the man why he had chosen not to speak for 12 years, he opened his mouth to silence. That's right, because he hadn't used his vocal cords in over a decade, they'd wasted away. And now he really was mute. I don't know about you, but that escapade nearly left me speechless. As we all should do occasionally, Tracy Nadine Ellenberg of South Carolina was having some fun time to herself one weekend in Pickens County. And by fun time, I mean she was engaging in an adult activity. No, not that one. I'm talking about the one involving liquids and bottles and bad decisions. Are we on the same page? Good. Well, there was only one thing that could make Tracy's fun time even better. That was the presence of her boyfriend, who lived on the other side of the town of 6 Mile. Don't worry, she didn't drive there. She rode. That's right, Tracy stole her neighbor's horse and made her way to the main street of 6 Mile. The result was chaos. With Tracy swaying wildly from side to side, a concerned pedestrian flagged down an officer of the law who pulled Tracy up and asked her what was going on. It's a tricky situation to find yourself in. Now, if you were intoxicated, perched upon a kidnapped horse, and surrounded by police, what would you do? I'm serious. Think about it. I'll give you 5 minutes. Oh, I can't wait that long.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Well, if you thought of blaming the horse, you might have more in common with Tracy than you first suspected. A startled Tracy claimed that she wasn't drunk, the horse was. Well, there you have it. She was slapped with a ticket for disorderly conduct, and proving there are still people with a good sense of humor left in the world, the horse's owner decided not to press charges. Next up, on a Friday night in 2009, police received a call claiming two men had attempted to break into a man's home in Carroll, Iowa. When police stopped a vehicle that matched the description they'd received, they were met with Matthew Allen McNelly and Joey Lee Miller, both of whom were wearing a very unusual disguise. Lacking the ski masks or stockings that typically obscure a thief's appearance, McNelly and Miller had fashioned makeshift disguises simply by covering their faces in permanent marker. The result was laughable. The police chief himself said he'd never seen anything like it, calling the stunt strangely weird and hilariously funny all at the same time. As they stepped into a jail cell, you could say McNelly and Miller didn't just have pen on their face, but egg on it too. In 2009, twins Sathis and Sabarish Raj were charged by authorities with the very serious crime of international trafficking. Now Sathis and Sabarish were from Malaysia, which has some of the strictest laws about trafficking and smuggling in the entire world. I'm not kidding. If you get involved in shady dealings like this and the Malaysian government finds out about it, it's not uncommon to find yourself facing the hangman's noose. When it came to the case of Sathis and Sabarish, however, it wasn't so simple. Although they had both been arrested, only one of the twins was responsible for the crime, and the police couldn't tell them apart. Identical siblings also have identical DNA, so even DNA evidence collected from the scene didn't help them figure out which was which. The authorities had arrested both in the hope that one of them would confess under harsh interrogation techniques. But the twins realized what was going on and decided to keep up the ruse. Although the judge was convinced one of the pair was guilty of the crime, they couldn't afford to send the wrong one to the gallows. By refusing to identify themselves, Sathis and Sabarish were acquitted. I guess these mischievous twins prove having an identical sibling can really come in handy. Next in our casebook is Mr. Thomas Straup of Sheffield Township, Ohio. In 2011, 20-year-old Straup was drunk and fighting with holiday makers at Timber Ridge Campground. In his stupor, Straup had kicked a dog cage, leading a concerned citizen to contact the authorities. When deputies arrived on the scene, they found Straup passed out inside a trailer filled with knives, swords, and other edged weapons. That would be enough to frighten anyone, but the situation was about to take a supernatural turn. When Straup was woken up, he growled at the deputies and spoke in what was described as a thick Russian accent. Apologizing for his behavior that evening, Straup claimed he had visited Germany the year before and been scratched by a wolf. Ever since, he claimed he transformed into a vicious and unruly werewolf at the appearance of the full moon, which explained his violent behavior that evening. Would you believe that? Stroop's excuse would be a great plot for a horror movie, but as you can imagine, the deputies didn't buy it. Their reason? Werewolves don't exist, dummy. Straup was arrested, and I'm sure the police had a good laugh at his expense. Well, they would have done until they looked in his passport, where they discovered confirmation that Straup had in fact visited Germany the previous year. I don't want to jump to conclusions, but let's just say stranger things have happened. Up next, we have the story of Christopher Badman, yes, that's his real name, of Bridgendon, Wales. In this part of the country, the biggest event of the year is the town's Elvis Festival. Every year, kings of rock flock in their hundreds to the Welsh town, crossing the Severn Bridge over troubled water, where they can't help falling in love with the unchained melody of rock and roll. Suspicious minds lurk, however. Minds like those of Christopher Badman. With all those Elvises in one hotel, Badman sensed an opportunity to steal some valuable items. Unlike that werewolf from before, Badman came with a disguise prepared. As the Elvis impersonator slept soundly in the local marine hotel, Badman nefariously stalked the corridors with a plastic bag over his head. Bizarrely, according to the police, Badman's reusable 10-pence costume would have worked if it wasn't for his decision to look straight into the camera a few feet from the lens. Of course, his cover was then blown, and with that, Christopher Badman had left the building. Next up, in the criminal underworld, Luis Carlos de Rocha was a narcotics kingpin known as Whitehead, although his nickname was just the beginning of his shifting identity. At the time of his capture in 2017, De Rocha, who was worth an estimated $102 million, had successfully dodged the police for 30 years by becoming something of a human chameleon. Unbelievably, he repeatedly underwent plastic surgery so law enforcement wouldn't recognize him. The stunt worked twice, with authorities failing to recognize De Rocha both times and allowing him to walk free. After 3 decades of searching, authorities noticed a suspicious similarity between DeRocha and one Vitor Luis de Moraes. After a forensic comparison of some headshots, authorities realized that Moraes was the notorious DeRocha, just with more silicone in his face. DeRocha was handed down a 50-year jail sentence, just under 17 years for each face then. Changing your face is one way to avoid the law, but what about changing your age? I'm not suggesting fugitive criminals evade justice by getting down with the kids. In fact, in Henan, central China, the reverse was true. When an unidentified woman in her 40s found herself on the run from the police, she jumped into a taxi and got on the bus to Mopai, a nearby village around 40 minutes from Henan. Little did the woman know, however, the police were hot on her tail. But when the woman was tracked down, police noticed something a little different about her appearance. In fact, she looked completely different. Having cut her hair short and dyed it gray, she was posing as an elderly woman and had changed her appearance entirely. We've seen some crazy disguises in this episode, but chopping off your locks, taking the color out of your hair, and posing as a lovable old granny might be the strangest yet. Eagle-eyed officers were not fooled by the disguise, however, and the woman was immediately detained. Next time, if she really wants to convince people she's old, I'd suggest she don some really thick reading glasses, turn up the TV real loud, and start complaining that they just don't make things like they used to. There are many fascinating museums dotted around the world, but not all museums immediately rouse your interest. Take the Oregon Rock Museum, for example. Now you'd be forgiven for wanting to be as far away from a boring-sounding rock-based museum as possible. This was not the attitude, however, of Gregory Liascos, who would do anything to get inside. It was an ordinary morning at the Rock Museum when staff noticed a large hole secretly cut into one of the building's walls. Detectives were informed, and additional security equipment was installed in case anything should happen. But it turned out they didn't need the extra precautions at all. Now you might have guessed that hole was the work of Gregory Liascos. It should come as no surprise then that when staff heard a yelp go up from the field surrounding the museum, that Liascos was behind that as well. Following the sound of the scream, detectives found Liascos lying in the field. To the amusement of everyone, Liascos had tried to camouflage himself in an unbelievable moss outfit to blend in with the vegetation. Something straight out of Scooby-Doo. But he'd been smelled out by a dog who had located him and bitten his leg, prompting the scream. Between the hole in the wall and the dramatic costume, Liascos' plan seemed doomed to fail. The Moss Man ended up incarcerated in the county jail, with the Rock Museum opening its doors another day. It makes you wonder what Liascos was planning to do with those rocks. Judging by his costume, perhaps he was planning to put the rocks on as another disguise. Now, lastly, if you've ever been to the Walmart in Bend, Oregon, you'll know it's the same as any other Walmart in the U.S. On July 5th, 2019, however, the Walmart of Bend, Oregon found itself at the center of an incredibly serious criminal incident perpetrated by teenage boys. And what was the crime these boys aged between 13 and 15 inflicted on the innocent town of Bend? Theft, but not just any old theft. Theft of Pokemon cards. After the local school resource officer identified the boys from CCTV footage, the boys made the fatal error of returning to Walmart a few days later. This time, the police knew who to look for. And then, a chase ensued. The boys made a break for it, clutching the stolen Pokemon cards with the cops hot on their tail. One of the boys broke into a driveway and, with the cop behind him catching up fast, took the initiative to avoid the law by jumping into the trash. This was on a 90 degrees Fahrenheit day, so it would have been a real scorcher and stinker inside that trash can. The cop running after the boy goes straight past him, asks other kids which direction he ran, and goes on his way without a hint of suspicion. Then, when all is safe, the boy tentatively lifted himself out of the bin and walked away calmly, as if all this had never happened. Sadly, despite his initiative, the boy was tracked down and arrested an hour later. And to think, he nearly avoided a stint in the can by literally getting into a can. Which of these wrongdoers do you think did the best job getting away from the law? And who do you think deserves some hard time? For now, I'm inspired, and I'll prepare a moss disguise for myself. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.